Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in the Coachella Valley. Great communities like Rancho Mirage and Palm Springs and, yes, Indian Wells, where the weather's always spectacular. Everything's perfect in Indian Wells. Joining us in studio, and I'm always happy to have him on the City National Bank guest hotline, but even more excited when he's in studio. And that's Jim Yoder, my boyhood friend, lifelong friend, and a guy who is lives and works in the Coachella Valley, small business guy, and he's with us in studio today. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Kevin Wall, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. We just ran into Jeff Gillen in the hall. Jeff Gillen from News 3 is in filming, and we'll be what show will we be on tonight? The 5 o'clock show. So if you want to watch News 3 here in Las Vegas at 5 o'clock, you'll probably see me, maybe even Michael McDonald, the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. We just don't know. I mean, it's all up to the editing. It's all up to the editing. Let me just ask you, because we ended a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, I forget, and we had a call from Mike in Reno, I think it was. And he took, well, he was talking about the media.
Well, I like Mike. When I'm home listening to your show, I listen to him. He's a frequent caller in here.
Yep.
And
yep.
He's well-informed, and he's got strong opinions, and I appreciate that. And I was flattered that when I left the last time, he mentioned the segment that you and I had done, and it regarded my comments where I said that in 1983, 50 companies controlled 90% of the media, and then today, 6 companies control that same 90%. And Mike took a little issue with that, so I wanted to just come back and mention that I got my information from a guy named Ben Bagdikian. Ben just passed away in 2016 at the age of 96, but he was named one of the top 20 journalists of the 20th century. He was a very highly regarded media critic, and in 1983, he wrote this article about the control of the media. He was rough on the media, and he was concerned that it was going to consolidate the way it has. And so that's, I wanted Mike to know, that's where I got my information. He's a pretty highly regarded guy, and he had all the stats correct. And I went back and reviewed it just to make sure that what I told you was, in fact, the fact.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I want to ask you, because there is a lot of talk, if you've been listening this morning, we've been talking a lot about voter ID and the possibility that we're going to end up with voter ID on the ballot in November of 2020, changing the Constitution of the state of Nevada. This voter ID thing, I mean, California, People's Republic of California, has gone exactly the opposite. I mean, they've gone to motor voter, and even they're having problems with motor voter.
Anybody with a pulse in California is allowed to vote. It doesn't make any difference whether you're legal, illegal, 21, not 21, 18, not 18, whatever it is. Anybody can get in there. In fact, you know, the governor now is pulling the troops off the border down there so we can just have more people flood in. It's ridiculous. I don't understand why showing an ID to vote, to prove that you're who you are, is voter suppression. I don't feel suppressed when I walk into a hotel and they ask me for my ID, or to get on an airplane, or to go pick up a check from the government, or go to any federal government building. You have to show a photo ID. So why is that voter suppression, to just prove who you are? It's common sense to me, but we all know the real reason. They want to have illegal voters come in, and that's the only way the Democrats can win elections.
Again, joining us, Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. That is, by the way, SoCal. That is Southern California. And they've got motor voter. In fact, didn't they suspend motor voter for a while because the thing was just totally out of whack?
Well, it's still totally out of whack, but it's back going now. So anybody who – when you get your driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote.
The other issue that is in play, and in fact we've had a couple of bills at least submitted in Washington relative to the question on the census that the Trump administration wants to do, and that is, are you a legal resident of the United States of America? A lot of states, California included, they make a ton of dough off of the fact that illegals live there.
Oh, absolutely they do. And they're really pushing hard for the illegals to be counted in the census, because if that is the case, then they get California right now has an extra 9 electoral votes because of the illegals being counted in the census. That basically disenfranchises Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota combined just by,
wow,
by doing that. So it is that's where the real foreign interference is, not Russia.
That is I did not know that. The whole issue here in Nevada is going to be, from now until 2020, is going to be voter ID. There's going to be a ton of dough. Can we bet that Tom Steyer is going to kick in a couple of million dollars, and that George Soros and some of these other people are going to be kicking money into the state of Nevada to defeat voter ID?
You know, the Dems talk about the Koch brothers as if they are the devil, but the Koch brothers contribute politically like $8 million a year, where Tom Steyer contributes $200 million a year. It's not even close what the Steyer. And Soros and Steyer and those guys contribute. It dwarfs anything that the Republicans do. And yes, you can bet that Steyer is going to put in a couple hundred million to get this taken care of.
What do you think? What do you think about what's going on in Virginia? I mean, it's so laughable, if it weren't so sad, that we can't even figure out who the governor, or next in line for the governor, or next in line, or next in line for governor in the Commonwealth of Virginia is going to be. I mean, it's a joke.
Well, I really am not that interested in whether or not the Attorney General of Virginia, at 19 years old, went to a party and had a black face on for the theme of the party, or whether the governor did the same thing when he was in medical school. It concerns me more that the governor sits there and says that it's okay for a baby who has just been born to be laid out on a table, living and breathing, and then to be executed after that, if the mother and the doctor agree that the baby should not continue living. That's where my concern is, not whether he had a black face on 35 years ago or not. You know, the rules change. What you could do that. You and I were in college, and you know, we went to themed parties that were not racial in any way. You were just that was what you did according to that theme. I don't have a problem with that, but now they look back 35 years and there is a problem with it. You know, you can't have it both ways. And they try to change the rules, you know, 35 years later.
More to come. Jim Yoder in the house. It's kind of Friends and Family Day. We had Michael McDonald on. We got Jim Yoder on. Megan Barth was on. And it's what we do. It's how we have fun. We're going to take a quick break. More to come. You want to be a part of the show, obviously. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up bottom of the hour. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls bottom of the hour. Anything goes. You call the topic. As we continue, it is live and local. Now.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me. For me.
It is live and local now, Kevin Wall. Jim Yoder joining us. And is there any possibility you may be moving here? I mean, I know you've talked about this.
Well, I'm in the process of attempting to move a company here.
All right.
If it requires my presence to be here, then I'm seriously considering it. Yeah.
All right. You want to tell us what it is?
It's a company that we're rebranding. It's presently called State Line Bag out of the Midwest, and we're rebranding it as West Coast Bag. It's a cotton bag company that we sell wholesale to people who want to package jewelry, swag bags, wine. You can put trail mix in them because we have food grade quality bags. Just all sorts of uses for any type of gift bag. We've done some big customers where they put their product literature in the bag when they send their product out, and we do custom printing for people in any colors, all shapes and sizes, whatever anybody wants. If they want any gift bags at all, they should check out statelinebag.com, soon to be West Coast Bag.
You're still keeping track, though, what's going on in SoCal. I know Mad Maxine, we call her Mad Maxine, Maxine Waters, and Aaron Garcetti, two L.A.-based politicians, and they have their hands out for, I guess, more tax dollars, which I find weird. To provide homeless shelters, and even here's the one that I couldn't get. They want now the college homeless to be able to sleep in the parking lot of I guess junior colleges or community colleges in the state of California.
Democrats with their handout?
I know.
What are you talking about?
How could that be?
There was $12 million allocated for the homeless a couple of years ago, and nobody knows where it went. And in the last 6 years, homelessness has increased in Southern California by 75%.
Tell me why this is. I mean, we keep hearing this, that the homeless that is growing. People are defecating on streets, and we've got people tell me that even when you go to San Francisco – And you see the homeless there. It's
awful. They have the poop maps now, so they hand out to the tourists that they show you, and it's an app, and you can see actively in real time what streets you don't want to walk down because they haven't cleaned the human feces off the street that particular day yet. So that's how bad it is. And then they've got the needles all over. Anaheim, which is the home of Disneyland, is a disaster zone now with the homeless. And I don't understand these politicians. They live in these areas. I mean, like Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco, she lives on off Broadway there, a main drag that goes right down from Nob Hill, and she's got all this stuff around her. Why would they tolerate that?
But this is what I don't understand. All of these liberal politicians and all of this talk of a Green New Deal. And yet the only thing that these progressive politicians have produced are more homeless. The homeless are growing.
Well, that's what they're doing. That's this climate change, whatever you want to call it, global warming, climate change, this whole hoax. All it is designed to do is to ruin capitalism and take money from here and put it other places. And they talk about how the middle class is getting wiped out. Well, it's getting wiped out because of these liberal policies. And it's going to be the real poor and the very wealthy. And that's all that's going to be in this country. And that's exactly what the politicians want. And how have they gotten it this way? They've gotten it this way by ruining our education system and indoctrinating students into thinking what they're supposed to think rather than being able to think for themselves. And that's where it's coming from.
So how do we fight this thing? For instance, I'll give you a good example. Last night, the president talked about the Green New Deal. Give me your take on this Green New Deal, and not necessarily just the global warming aspect of it, but in general terms, this Green New Deal, it can't be good for America. I mean, it's going to cost $100 trillion.
Well, it's the Green New Deal is essentially the government completely taking over every aspect of your life. They're going to control everything we do. I mean, really, we're going to get rid of aircraft now because of this? We're going to have totally renewable energy within 10 years? I mean, that's ridiculous. But they go so far extreme, and they get these people attached to them. And, of course, it would never go through, but they're going to get some things through, and that's how they do it. It's always inch by inch by inch, and sooner. And then you look back 20 years and say, boy, they've really accomplished a lot.
Are you flying your Gulfstream home, or are you?
No, I'm driving my rental car home.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I even rented a car up here because I come through the mountains, and I don't want to put all the rough terrain on my car, so I just rent a car and come up here.
So you're not flying the Gulfstream?
I'm not flying the Gulfstream today. No,
gee.
No. Gulfstream's getting
waxed. GS5, GS7, whatever it is.
It's getting waxed today.
Oh, that's okay. Now I understand why. Do you think the American people, the president last night had a great line in his speech, and it was kind of reprising a part of the speech from his State of the Union, where he says, "I will not let America become a socialist state."
And he won't. I'm worried about what happens in 5 years when he's out. But he won't let it happen. But
Don Jr. will take over.
Or Eric, huh?
Or Eric. No, in fact, I told him right out in the hall here at the studio.
Yeah.
I told both of them. I said, I think 5 to 10 years from now, we're going to be talking about an Eric or a Don Jr. candidacy for president.
As long as there's no Trump fatigue by that time. One we've got in there right now is pretty energetic.
Yeah. I think people may just want to take a breather for a little while. I don't know. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you so much. And again, we'll keep track of what you're doing if you're going to make a move here. But you say you are going to probably move your bag company?
I think the bag company will be here within 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
And let me guess, you're going to save money in doing that, moving from the People's Republic of California.
You're going to save a lot of money by doing it.
Oh, I just
a lot of money.
I just love it. Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, joining us here live and local now. Coming up, it is my favorite part of the show. It's where we get a chance to talk to you about what you want. It can be something we talked about earlier in the show. It can be something we talked about earlier in the week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Yeah, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And this is where you dictate what we do, how we do. It's how we essentially turn the tables. We tell you in the first 2.5 hours what we're going to talk about. In the last half hour, you tell us. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Don't forget this hour, live and local now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. To your phone calls we go. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You tell us what you want to talk about. Let's begin with Michelle. Michelle, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I want to thank Michael McDonald, Sean Meehan, and Megan Bart for applying the tourniquet and getting the patient in the operating room. Michael McDonald finally discovered the true meaning and purpose and calling of his appointed office, and I want him to have the courage to follow through. And I want to know if ex-Attorney General Adam Laxalt and ex-candidate Danny Tarkanian are going to assist them with legal counsel and enforcement in this endeavor, because this isn't about grassroots. It's about oak roots, oak trunk, and oak branches. It is the pillar of our community, of our city, our state, and our country. And the Democrat Village has a lot of idiots.
Boy, isn't that the truth? I can tell you, I have not talked to Danny, and I certainly have not talked to Adam. But I can tell you this is going to be an all-hands-on-deck operation. This is not just going to be a bunch of politicos. This is because we know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. Tom Steyer's going to kick in $5 million. Michael Bloomberg's going to kick in $10 million. George Soros might kick in $30 million. It is going to be one of the hottest, most contentious races in America. And again, remember, this isn't a presidential year. And you know that the charges of racism and voter suppression is going to be out there. You know that. You know, I mean, that's a given. And we've just got to make sure that we're not outspent 4-1, 5-1. 6-1, 10-1. Remember Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump was outspent 2-1. $1.2 billion is what Hillary spent. $600 million is what Donald J. Trump spent. That's what we're going to be looking at. We are going to be outspent. I'm sorry, but it's true. Let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I've got one line open. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Go to Frank. Frank in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning. Hi, Frank.
Hey, beautiful morning. Kevin, hi yourself. Yesterday, your first caller, bright young man. Unfortunately, he is indicative of the fact that Crapademia U is winning. That was number one. Number two, Kevin, has Webster's, American Bridge, Oxford Dictionary, have they changed the meaning? Or I should say, have the rhinos and demon rats been able to change the meaning of the word infringed? Have I lost sight of? I mean, I know they're trying to redefine words. The homosexual community took over three words, gay, fag, and queer. They all used to have original meanings. Has infringed gone that way? Has it been co-opted? I'm listening.
No. What Democrats have done, what liberals have done over the years, is they've rebranded. Gay marriage is now marriage equality. Gay marriage didn't poll well. So they changed it. Gun control. Nobody wants to be controlled. So gun control became gun safety. Oh, I mean, we all know about that. You know, gay marriage into marriage equality. We all want to be equal. Come on. Equal is something we all like. You get the same as I get, and as the guy next to me gets. No, that's what Democrats do. Let's go to Wilfred. Wilfred, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, but it's Will Free, not Wilbert or Wilford.
So, oh, okay.
I say Will Free for free will, okay?
There you go.
It's a poor man's attempt to be funny. Look on Michael McDonald. I'm going to come down harsh. Please don't hang up on me. I'm well intended, but where's the beef, Mr. McDonald? I tell you, Mr. McDonald, I'd be having a talk across my desk about his capacity to be able to perform large issues. I'm very disappointed, and here's why. You can throw out all. I've seen these before, as many other people have. I've seen these initiatives, these efforts. What good does it do you to get that on the damn ballot if the very fundamental foundation of our society, the voting process, is broken? There was no detail in this man. This man came to your microphone unprepared, in my opinion. If he was prepared, it's even worse case. Here's what he needs to do. You need to get into the voting. How do you register? Who registered? Where's the pictures? Where's the names? You go to that damn Reno and you find out who voted how, and you put their picture on a piece of paper with a name and a district and all that stuff. You need to break this out. You need to get deep into the technology and the process under which we vote. And you need to penalize these people. If you're a secretary of voting or whoever it is, the clerk, and you do something wrong, your ass is going to be punished. And I'm not paying $59,000 a piece to put you in a cell like California. We're going to banish you, or we're going to hurt you. I mean, this is serious business to have the very foundations of our society under which we communicate and rule and disperse funding, I might add.
Well,
so I'm very disappointed in McDonald. I've heard these many things. Kevin.
Well, let me just tell you, there is an effort out there to make sure that if there is malfeasance, that it's not just, and this is something NPRI has worked on, the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and that's this whole notion of if a public entity is guilty of malfeasance, that you don't just sue, or you don't just collect money, or you don't just punish a state agency. You essentially punish the people that did the malfeasance.
Well, and here's my point. Now, most people don't understand misfeasance and malfeasance and all that stuff. It's another this like trimester stuff. Nobody understands that educated language. But the point is that we need to get into the unions. I'm a union guy. I believe in private. I believe in free market unions. They've helped me all my life. A public employees union is communism. And if you're a damn leader and I elect you and you can't use that terminology based upon facts and references to their actions and issues, then you know you shouldn't be in office. I mean, what I'm trying to say here is that man was just on. He didn't come up to you and say, look, we're going to identify the source of funding. We're going to publicize that. We're going to go into schools. We're going to go into colleges. We're going to take on auditoriums of large, intelligent young people who are dedicated. And we're going to show them that we're not a bunch of hide in the back room. We're not afraid to talk about sexual deviancy or decadence or depravity. I mean, we need to get engaged here. And Michael McDonald, and with all due respect, it's easy for people like me to disparage him when I haven't been in the fray, and I apologize. I'm not used to attacking them without them being there to defend themselves, Kevin. But this is serious business.
Well, okay. Now, just getting to your criticism of Michael McDonald relative to he wasn't prepared. The fact is that this leaked out, and the only reason he was on this radio show is because I asked him. They were not ready to release any of this, but it got out. And as a result, a lot is to be determined, is TBA. A lot of it is. I'm not saying that as a defense of Michael McDonald. He's not perfect. But I will say this. He was man enough to come on the show and talk about it as best he could. And the fact is, a lot of this is TBA. The attorneys have to get with it. It has to be vetted with maybe former Supreme Court judges. But this is a movement that's moving forward. And that's the big thing I wanted to get out of him today. You know, what is the procedure for doing this? How do you go about getting signatures? They obviously are going to pay a company to do that. That's going to take money. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how it works. You call in. And by the way, it just occurred to me. We are coming upon our fourth anniversary. Did you know that? March 31st, is our fourth anniversary. Isn't that wild? And that was preceded by, 4 years of CBS? We've been hanging around this town since 2011. Isn't that wild? Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call, could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
And Local Now. Don't forget, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Here is a friendly reminder. This Thursday, a couple of days away, it's Valentine's Day. And trust me, you do not, under any circumstances, want to forget Valentine's Day. So celebrate at Ichabod's. In fact, this Thursday, beginning at 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. I love their prime rib. Oof. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar. Make your reservation right now. Call them right now. On East Flamingo at Pecos, Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar. We're going to get back to your phone calls. But first, I had promised I would let you hear at least a part of the speech that was absolutely amazing. Let's go to cut 8, because this is the president reprising his pledge from the State of the Union to reject socialism. This is the president last night in El Paso.
Last month, the United States recognized the legitimate government of Venezuela and condemned the socialist brutality of the Maduro regime. Everywhere it's been implemented, it's produced poverty, misery, repression, and despair. You take a look, no matter where. Yet there are those trying to implement socialism right here in the United States. So I again say to you, and I say it for the world to hear, America will never be a socialist country. Never. Never. We will live free, and we will die free. We will always be free.
Okay, the part I want you to hear from the speech, and I can't let you hear all of it because we just don't have time, but I want to go to cut 5. This is the president in El Paso. Goes after Dems and their Green New Deal. Listen to this stuff.
Too many Democrats are focused on tearing down their opposition instead of building up our country. They're trying to impose some of the most extreme measures and policies ever put forward by our Congress. And by the way, I don't think anybody in this room wants to pay 70, 80, 90, and 95% tax. Does anybody want to pay a 90%? You know, you look at what we've done with jobs, what we've done with the economy, how low your taxes are, the lowest they've been almost from the beginning. Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now? We are. Last week, they introduced a massive government takeover that would destroy our incredible economic gains. They introduced the so-called Green New Deal. It sounds like a high school term paper that got a low mark. It would shut down American energy, which I don't think the people in Texas are going to be happy with that. It would shut down a little thing called air travel. How do you take a train to Europe? You know, this crazy senator from Hawaii. They said, do you like it? Yes, I like it very much. Oh, really? How are we getting to Hawaii on a train? She didn't think about that one, but she's thinking about it. She'll figure it out. They want to take away your car, reduce the value of your home, and put millions of Americans out of work, spend $100 trillion, which, by the way, there's no such thing as $100 trillion. You have to spend $100 trillion. And remember this. No other country except us is going to do it. That's a little problem, too. While the world's real polluters, like China, would get many of our companies and factories. They just move into China, move into other parts of the world. That's the way the system works. Not going to happen, folks. Don't worry. It's not going to happen.
That's the president last night, El Paso, Texas. Let's give the last word to Cassius. Cassius, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Wall. What do you think of the current representative from the 5th Congressional District out of Minnesota? Her name is Ilhan Omar. Do you have any opinion?
Other than I think she needs to be censured.
Yeah, at the very least. You know, I think she's an example of the... I think she's a perfect example of the decaying demographics in this country when a formerly very solid part of our country is now sending female Muslims wearing the headdress into our hallowed halls of Congress. And the first thing she starts to do, of course, is make destructive comments about the state of Israel. And then when you get another one and another one and another one, and pretty soon you have a huge segment of our representation by Muslims, then you've got a problem for the state of Israel, because now they are going to be affecting foreign policy. So the idiots that voted for this congresswoman, I think, should, especially those of the Jewish faith, and I know many Jewish liberals voted for her in Minnesota, I think that they should reconsider how they view the world and quit selling the rope to the enemies that seek to hang them.
Yeah, good point. But again, if you want us to be a melting pot, okay, if we are to be a melting pot, then you have to expect that you are going to have people like that and Keith Ellison and others who are Muslim, who don't look like us, who don't talk like us, maybe in some ways. And they're going to have extreme views. That's going to do it for today. We'll tee it up to go. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have a madam in studio. No, I mean a real madam, as in brothel. No, a madam. We don't just call her madam. She is a madam. Bella Cummins will join us. That's tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now.
Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016.